Our next public hearing is conditional use 1657 Johnson's Country Market.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a produce market sales facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 32.924 acres, more or less, lying south of Route 20, also known as Zion Church Road, and being 1,290 feet west of Road 391. For the benefit of the commission, I'm passing down copies of the survey and site plan for this property. Again, I have three agency comments. First one being from the Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report and dated December 16th of 2004. Making reference to this application, the present zoning and the proposed conditional use. The road given consideration was Route 20, also known as Zion Church Road, from Delaware Route 54 to Road 384. There is an annual average daily traffic of 1,441 vehicles per day with a summer average of 1,883 vehicles per day. Traffic impact study was not recommended. The present level of service is level of service A and could be increased to level of service B, depending on activities on site in the future. From the Sussex Conservation District in the form of a memorandum and dated May 15th of 2006, District Coordinator, we are advised that the soils on this site are Eastboro Loamy Sand, Falsington Sandy Loam, Keenansville Loamy Sand, and Woodstown Sandy Loam. That the Eastboro soils and the Keenansville soils have slight limitations for development purposes. That the Woodstown soils have slight to moderate limitations. That the Falsington soils have severe limitations. That the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation. That the Eastboro and Falsington soils are considered of statewide importance. That the Falsington, Keenansville, and Woodstown soils are considered prime farmland soil types. That the Falsington soils are sometime considered hydric, and that the Woodstown soils are sometime hydric in depressions. That there are no storm flood hazard areas or tax, or that there are no storm flood hazard areas affected, that the bare hole tax ditch may be affected, that off and on-site drainage improvements may be necessary because of the presence of poorly drained and moderately well-drained soils with seasonal high water tables, thereby off-site drainage improvements may be required. And they suggest that the applicant check with the Army Corps of Engineers for necessary permits and if there are any regulated wetlands. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial infrared of the area and also a copy of soil survey map number 77 of the area. From the Sussex County Engineering Department, Planning and Permit Divisions, again, we received a memo. The site is not within a county-operated, maintained sanitary sewer and/or water district. Conformity to the South Coastal Area Planning Study or undertaking an amendment will be required. The proposed conditional use is within the boundaries of the proposed Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District. A public hearing will be held on October 14th of 2006 at 9 a.m. at the Roxana Fire Company. And that concept plan is not required at this time. That memorandum is signed by John Ashman. And that's all I have, gentlemen, if you have questions.
All right, sir, thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Yes, sir. My name's Keith Johnson, partner in the farming enterprise at Johnson's Country Market. Location 36258 Zion Church Road, Subbeville, Delaware. I appreciate you all hearing the proposed conditional use this evening on our property. With me this evening is my father and mother, owners of the previously stated property, as well as one of my partners, my brother Clay Johnson, his wife Wanda, and seventh generation, being my nephew.
You do, you pulled a short straw tonight or something? You have to, did you pull a short straw tonight?
When you're pulling straws.
You get on dad's wrong side or something, you get up here and do this or what?
You can take your own assumptions.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, I just wanted to loosen you up a little bit. Go ahead, you're doing good.
I appreciate it.
You're doing good, go ahead.
We are a seventh generation farming enterprise. Several other enterprises that are closely related but not totally knit in. This is our seventh season of producing pumpkins on our property for the U-Pick pumpkin patch. Our sixth season with vegetable production. We're raising a large majority of our own vegetables for our produce sales facility. And the proposal is to bring us into compliance with some of the current activities that we're currently doing, and as well as enabling us to maintain future activities in which we would like to grow into, all listed in the application. Our goal here is to keep this land in agriculture as many possible years as we possibly can, and this is the mechanism that we deem to best suit that cause. Thank you.
All right, sir. We'll see if anybody has any questions for you. Mr. Smith, I believe this is in your vast territory.
Thank you. What are your proposed hours of hours and days of operation?
Yeah, we're currently open 9 a.m. till 6 p.m., 7 days a week. We're stepping our time back each year, but from mid-April until October 31st, in which we usually slow our hours down considerably, operating on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday business until Christmas, in which we're closed for the midwinter break.
How much of the existing area do you anticipate to have? What's your need for outside storage? When I was there, certainly at this time of the year, you had the flowers, geraniums, hanging baskets, and all that were displayed out front. Do you, in the fall, do you put the pumpkins out there as well?
Yes, that's correct. We try to store everything as much as we can underneath the lean-tos. General growth may require some additional storage in the future. At this current time, we are not pursuing storage increase, but obviously we're hoping for a growth that would necessitate a little additional building space for storage. However, it would be very limited.
So, am I correct in hearing that if you had something that wasn't agricultural or botanical, that would be inside in the
yes,
building? That wouldn't be outside.
That's correct. The only exception to that, well, it would still be agriculture, would be if we pursued something into a little more expansive into the potting soils. But for the most part, everything that we're doing is agricultural. The areas that we were of concern on and we were trying to preempt any problems in the future, we're currently selling crafts. A lot of those crafts are currently made by our own family and staff. And we wanted to make sure we were in compliance before any problems arise. And plus, that also allowed us some future growth carrying other various items that would be associated with agriculture but would also allow us to grow.
In addition to the existing pole light, do you have a wish to have any other security lighting on the premises?
Yes, we would probably double that lighting, which would come up on the other side of the property.
That'd be a pole. Would your wish be to have that to be a pole light or something that would be affixed to the building?
I have not decided. One of those two options would suit as well.
Just give me an idea of how much acreage you have that's not the proposed developing area on the plot plan when I was out there.
I'm not understanding.
Feel for your closest neighbor. Looked to me like they were.
Our closest neighbor is across the street, probably whatever he is off the road, 300 feet at least. Actually, from our actual produce sales facility, we're 100 feet off the highway, and he's probably 200 feet on the opposite side of the road at least. And that would be the same for the next neighbor that may be in a proposed building lot beside him. So those would be the two closest neighbors to be affected.
And if you had need for a dumpster, then that could be shielded or put towards the rear of the property.
I would put it around back, where a lot of our other storage activities are currently being provided.
Your plan shows the existing sign. There was also, when I was there, there was a portable marquee type sign. Is that something that you think, are you finding that to be successful? Would you be keeping that sign?
I would hope so. Yeah.
And that
allows us some
portable.
Allows us some seasonal updates for the clientele.
And one last question. What I didn't quite hear everything Mr. Lang said. What currently are you using for either a septic system or do you have a porta potty?
We're using a portable toilet facility, and that seems to suffice us. We're hoping to experience the Johnson's Corner Sewer District expansion. That is in our proposed and our goal. To have our sewer septic needs provided that way, and also we'll be provided area water with artesian at their convenience. They're supposed to be putting it in rather expeditiously. It's taking a little longer, but it should be in by fall, from what I'm being told. So that would suffice for any water needs that we'll need.
No other questions.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Gordy.
What would you say the percentage of the produce that you buy and resell?
It varies throughout the season. Our percentage that we're actually purchasing to resell at current is 100%. We're early in the season. On the average, annual average, under 50%. There's lots of a few things that obviously we just can't produce bananas in this area very well.
So are you looking into landscape material or anything like that, or just produce?
Mainly shooting for produce right at this point in time. If we did, that would be a future goal.
Well, it's conditional use, so if you have any potential of doing that, you need to say that, or you have to come back.
Yeah, I would like to consider that, landscaping materials. I don't have that as a confirmed.
You've got a proposed greenhouse?
We have an existing greenhouse on another part of the farm, and we would like to propose a greenhouse on this property as well.
As far as growing flowers or vegetables? Or?
For flower growth. Flower sales.
That's all the questions I have.
All right, sir. Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Abbott, what's the front yard setback in that area?
In the 40 feet.
40 feet?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Johnson, for the record, I don't know that we're of any relation, but as far back as your family goes and my family goes, we might be, but anyhow. One of the issues that we've always, perhaps it's me more than some of the other members, struggle with is what we call a front yard setback. And basically what that means is that you shouldn't have any parking within 40 feet from the road. In looking at your the second page of your description, it gives a more detailed part of your layout. Am I correct in that you currently do not have any parking up near the road? It's all back towards your store?
Our current parking is up on the face side of our market, yes.
Because typically if a person wants parking within that 40 feet, they have to request a waiver. And I, from my viewpoint, I usually am not very favorable about that because I want parking back away from the street. So it's something that you may need to consider, or something that may be proposed by one of the commission members, is that parking not be allowed within that 40 feet setback. So you may have to reconfigure your parking lot accordingly.
Which only becomes necessary if you get an approval.
Right.
Right, and that would be part of the site plan approval.
That's really part of the site plan review. I think Mr. Johnson's just giving you a heads up.
Right. I have no questions.
Thank you.
Bert, the crafts that you are wanting to sell, I saw gifts of toy tractors. Is it crafts or what's a farm-related item?
Farm-related crafts could be ornamental gourds, in which my wife has had some experience in painting. Essentially, whether it be a snake gourd or a bottleneck gourd, the kind they use for birdhouses, she does artistic painting on them. That would be directly ag-related. Some of the other crafts that my other two sister-in-laws have made, one sister-in-law ordains wreaths, purchases wreath material that would look country theme in nature. I don't know what it's called, but anyway, it's the snake weed, and then decorates it with flowers, and then some of the other handmade, whether it's plastic canvas or what other kind of crafts that could be handmade in nature. We are carrying some other crafts that are agricultural in nature, as in ag entities, whether it be little cows, little pigs, and little vegetables that look like they have arms and legs.
Thank you. No. Welcome, Mr. Lang.
I was going to expand upon that same question because you have a series of what I call bromo shave signs going down the highway. There's like 20 of them, and they make reference to different types of produce, vegetables, flowers. And then you show crafts, and you also mention toy tractors. Is that a matchbox type small or varying sizes of tractors, yeah, combines, and
various
farm equipment type replicas?
Yes, sir. Varying size toy tractors, whether it's 1/16 scale, which would be larger scale tractors, kind of used to play with in the sandbox size, or down to tabletop size. We tried to carry something that was going to be unique to the area, and Ertl enabled us to do that, carrying a product that is not carried as much in the box stores.
Would you also be carrying, for example, jams and jellies and peanuts and
yes,
by the bag, that type of thing?
We currently, yes, we would be.
And the reason we've asked several questions relating to what you sell is that you're specifically asked for a produce market sales facility, but you really didn't give us a description of what you were going to be selling, and that helps your record and helps your case. Of if you get the approval, then commission can put conditional what your limits are.
Yes,
we don't ask those questions. If you haven't presented them, then you may not get to do some sales of some of the things you're trying to sell.
Yeah, I apologize for that. I was thinking that I had filled that out on the application form.
And you may very well have, and it's just a matter of getting it on the record,
sure.
Just to help his application, let me read what he said in describing his use. Produce sales, baked goods, jellies, that makes reference to a greenhouse. He also thrown in crab meat, novelty and craft items, Christmas trees, pies, dressed meats, bulk goods, prepared foods. You make reference to a corn maze and a pumpkin patch.
Could have brought some produce tonight. I apologize for not mentioning that. I just assumed it was in writing, but I thank you for that.
Okay. That's all I have.
That it? Okay. Mr. Counts.
No questions, sir.
Mr. Robertson.
Just one question. What's the area of the property that you're trying to get the conditional use for? Is it the full however many acres it is, the 32 acres, or is it some smaller portion of that, like the area that's not wooded, for example? If you could maybe define it a little better. Because right now you're asking, looks like, for a conditional use for 32, almost 33 acres.
When I applied, I tried to be reasonable in nature. It's hard to define exactly where you're going to utilize everything. We try to work in a rotation, and pumpkins in themselves, I've been trying to plant 10-acre plots, and they have to be rotated, and then I rotate the corn maze with that, which is about a 7-acre corn maze. And so it, yes, at current, that included all that acreage.
The whole 32 acres, that is what you're asking for? Okay.
Please.
All right. Just wanted to clarify that. That's the only question I had.
Our answer, thank you. Well, Mr. Johnson, if you'll take a seat, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application this evening.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1657 Johnson's Country Market? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1657? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing and invite you to spend your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you might prefer to call the office in the morning.